Today on Castle Country Focus, we have with me Dusty Huntington, who is a rancher and a cattleman in our area and has been actively involved with such things for over 25 years. He's a good operator. And we want to talk about cattle. That is a heritage that our area has enjoyed for well over 100 years. It's, in fact, probably longer than coal mining has been. Thank you, Dusty, for taking the time and visiting with us on Castle Country Focus.
Thanks for having me.
All right. Will you tell our listeners why the BLM and the Forest Service, the relationship between ranchers and cattle and those two public agencies?
Well, the relationship is essential in Harmon and Emery County with the Forest Service and BLM due to the fact that much of the acreage in our area is federally owned, and to be able to have a ranching operation, a sustainable one in this area, you have to be able to range the cattle or sheep or livestock on the public ground. So it's very important that we keep a good working relationship with the BLM and the Forest Service. And it's important to us as ranchers to take care of the land for the Forest Service and the BLM, and as well as our own needs and anybody else that uses our public land.
You have an allotment of so many cows in this area or that, either on the Forest Service or out on the desert. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
But one of the things that's starting to affect that allotment out in the deserts are what we tourists love to see running wild, and that's the horses out there, the wild horses. You don't like wild horses?
Well, I like them. They're okay as long as they're managed within reason, just like the cattle are and other livestock. Yes, the wild horse issue has really come to a head in recent years due to the fact that advocacy groups have really tried to save them and let them just go at will. Has become quite a nuisance for the ranchers in this area that graze on those wild horse and burro allotments.
So the numbers of horses are running unchecked, where you are limited to how many cattle you can put on the same area. Is that right?
That is correct. The horses, there's been no recent gathers of them. They are very hard on the range. They're way over their numbers. The BLM is doing very little to keep the horses in check, and they're depleting the range and the resource, and that's the big complaint. The problem here is not what us ranchers, we're not after to eradicate the horses and completely eliminate them. We're asking the BLM to simply manage the horses in the way that they manage the cattle. I mean, there's statutes and rules and regulations and policies in place to manage the horses as well as the cattle. However, the horse herds have just grown clear out of hand, and are really the range is taking a toll.
Remind our listeners that you are listening to Dusty Huntington, a rancher and cattleman in our area, on Castle Country Focus. How is it that the horses, I mean, there's too many horses, but is there something more specific that the horses do to damage the range compared to what a cow does?
Well, the horses are there 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. And a horse eats all the time. They're not like a cow who chews her cud for X amount of hours a day. A horse eats nonstop all the time. While eating, they have teeth top and bottom, whereas a cow has only teeth on the bottom. A horse can rip the grass out by the roots. They paw at it. They stomp at it if they're not getting enough. and therefore, over time, they really damage the range and the resource, especially when they're overnumbered and, you know, they're trying to get the same amount of feed off the same amount of grass, and it's depleting all the time.
What are you ranchers doing? How are you trying to get, and is it being successful for the BLM to better manage the horse population? So what is the BLM doing to handle this situation, Dusty?
Well, the BLM in recent times, they're doing what they can. They have so many horses in holding facilities and so many horses in out on the active range. Matter of fact, in the 10 western states out here, there's 75,000 head of horses out on the range. There's basically 50,000 head of horses in holding facilities that they just have a hard time moving. They're not doing much. They're basically at a standstill, and that is the problem. And they, what little bit they try to do, they get held up with these advocacy groups. If they put together in place, these groups will file lawsuits, court injunctions to stop the gathers, and a lot of times the BLM just pulls out. They just, you know, they can't fight all the... One case in point, they give, in Oregon, they give a university X amount of millions of dollars to study some spay and neutering type deals for these wild horses. The university itself got so many complaints, lawsuits and stuff just for the practice of doing the fertilization study, because the advocacy groups feel that it's not humane to the horses. So the BLM just pulled out. What are they doing? Very little at this point, and that's, you know, that's kind of where the problem lies. There's got to be some hard decisions made, and things have got to happen. Action has to be taken sooner than later so that we can put this problem behind us.
Well, and that's so very important for the ranchers of our area and our own heritage of ranching in Carbon-Emery. Thank you, Dusty, for taking the time to visit with us about this problem that looks one way when we're driving on the freeway and seeing those horses, and looks quite another way when we're trying to make a living out there. Thank you again.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate the opportunity to tell our story.